Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to be joined by one of the best DBs of his generation. It's Leroy Butler, and he's here to talk about National Cheese Day and also National Dairy Month. First of all, Leroy, I always wonder, when you have a name like that and you go to France, like Leroy, the king, do they bow down?
They should, because you look at Leroy, it means royalty, so it fits. It fits.
did you ever?
I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah. Did you ever think, as a Florida guy, born and raised Seminole, that you would be so connected to Wisconsin in your life?
Never. Rick, you bring up a great point. You know, my favorite team back then, growing up, was the Cowboys, because they were on every channel. I mean, so I didn't know who was going to draft me, but when I went to the Packers, I played for one team, and it really made me say, you know what, this is awesome, because you get a chance to do new things, new partnerships, like with Wisconsin Cheese. That's the kind of stuff that would be a great book and a great movie one day.
No doubt. And speaking of Florida State, I remember hearing from William Floyd, who's a couple years younger than you there, that Bobby Bowden, he said that guy was like my dad. I mean, did you have that type of relationship with Coach Bowden?
Coach Bowden taught me how to wash clothes. I didn't know how to wash clothes. I'm 18, 19 years old. I don't know nothing about that. My mom washed my clothes. He taught you how to grow up and be a man and be accountable. I mean, to be a good leader, you once had to be a good follower. And I just remember going into a game like Clemson. He just said, listen, I'm going to give you guys all the tools you need to win. Just go out and play. Don't think. Just play. And I just appreciate the fact that kind of great leadership from Coach Bobby Bowden.
You know, it's interesting, too, I remember when Deion Sanders was drafted and he was so panicked that the Packers would pick him and they took Tony Mandarich. And he said, if the Packers would have drafted me, I would have asked for so much money, they'd have to put me on layaway. So,
yeah, I remember that.
When you know you're probably going to go in the first couple rounds. So when they picked you, did you think, oh, man, it's freezing up there? Or did you think, hey, man, I'm down for it?
Well, it was no internet, Rick. You couldn't talk to Siri, Alexa, none of that. Look at the weather. I didn't know how cold it was going to be. I just know that my childhood dream was to play in the NFL. And when I got to God's country in Wisconsin, I just remember a guy gave me his coat because it was freezing. It was like May 2nd, like 17 degrees. I never knew this guy. He just gave me his jacket. I said, these fans are great. And then there's the connection with the fans since 1919 all the way to Packers. It's all intertwined together. So it's truly a hysterical place. That's why I was so amazed when I was able to work with a great partner like Wisconsin Cheese, because that's what people do. It's like you talk about cheese all the time. And I know it's National Cheese Day, but we talk about it all the time as far as dairy. And I found out 95% of the dairy farmers in the state of Wisconsin, Rick, are family-owned. I say, man, so Deion missed out. He missed out because he could be doing this with Wisconsin Cheese. No, I'm the right guy. Never mind.
Well, we all remember when the Minister of Defense, Reggie White, decided that he was going to go from the Eagles to the Packers, and we were like, why? And he said, God told me to go, and we're like, we're thinking you ain't going to win up there, but you play with Reggie. I mean, he just changed that whole defense.
When Reggie got there, it did change the culture. And I'm going to tell you a funny story. The second year there, we would always get together for Thanksgiving. And he came over to me and said, Leroy, make me some of that mac and cheese you're talking about. I said, Reggie, I got you, my brother. I got you. So they were giving me directions to, like, Santana Dotson's house. And it's like, be quiet. This is the guy with the mac and cheese. He's bringing it for Reggie. And it was like, wait a minute. We want some of his mac and cheese, too. So I've redeveloped it, Rick. Now I have Gouda, Kobe Jack, Monterey Jack, Swiss, and mild cheddar. It is amazing. I only use, of course, Wisconsin cheese because they have great quality ingredients. But Reggie White was that kind of guy, though. Food brings you in, and everybody, you know, just so happy. So when he spoke, we listened.
No doubt. couple more questions for Leroy Butler, National Dairy Month and Cheese Day going on in Wisconsin. Now, obviously, the Lambeau Leap, so iconic now, and it just was completely improvised, like you weren't planning it?
It was all spontaneous, Rick. I'm dead serious. I mean, 17 below. I mean, the field was frozen. Nobody's going home, by the way. You got people in there with their shirts off. I'm like, what is going on? And I get this lateral from Reggie, and I'm running down the sideline. I see this guy. He has a frozen beer in his hand. I jumped up there, and it was all spontaneous. And then Robert Brooks made a song about it, and then it just blew up. And that brings me to one of my other things. Because you were talking about it was a sweet play. What's sweet is my mixed berry shortcake trifle, okay? Rick, when you think about tangy aged cheddar, sweet fresh berries, and real dairy whipped cream, that is what it's all about. And then you can imagine that guy with that beer, Rick. They don't just throw beers away at Lambeau, okay? So it kind of surprised them. They didn't know what I was going to do. I just kind of spontaneously jumped up there. And last year, we were all heartbroken because we didn't have fans, and they weren't able to do the leap. So this year, the Green Bay Packers hopefully win the Super Bowl, and two guys will do the leap instead of one to make up for last year.
You know, as you said, it's National Cheese Day for the rest of us, but, I mean, every day is Cheese Day in Wisconsin.
It really is.
And a few years ago, I had an affiliate in Appleton, Wisconsin, and the guy called me up talking about cheese, and he talked about, you know, what do you got out there in California? I go, well, we got the Monterey Jack, and he said, well, we got Colby up here. It's better. I mean, he got mad.
So the Monterey the Monterey Jack and the Colby Jack people are fighting. I love it. I love it.
So
both of those are in my mac and cheese, so y'all can get along there now.
The other thing is too is that I know a lot of people are like they go vegan or non-dairy, but for me the benefits of the calcium and the milk, and I think sometimes that gets pushed to the side and it gets a bad name when it shouldn't.
I'm glad you brought that up, Rick. One of the things I drank on the sideline was chocolate milk, and I would drink milk because I can get it down faster, and it would recover. I recover a lot quicker than drinking a lot of water and a lot of sugary drinks. But milk really helped me out. And if you look at most athletes, if you see them, and you see them in like a container, but he sees nothing on it, that's chocolate milk.
Oh, man, I know. I remember Klay Thompson of the Warriors was on the show talking about how chocolate milk was his deal.
Yes, absolutely. Milk is amazing, especially when I spent time on two farms to see how they make it, see how they put it together. You know, two families took me in for like a couple of days. It was fun. And Wisconsin Cheese, .com, you could see some of the pictures up there when I went on these farms, and I was just so happy because I was in an element that was different. Because I'm a city slicker, okay? I'm from the city, so going to a farm, I was excited because there was a lot of misinformation out there about farmers, so I wanted to educate people on it, and that's why, you know, that master cheesemaker thing is a big deal in the 95% of the families from the dairy farmers are family owned.
I want to ask you this too. I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, but you know, you went to a high school that's almost 100 years old, Robert E. Lee Generals.
Yes.
And in today's world, you know, statues getting pulled down, names getting changed. Yep. What do you think about your high school's name? Are you cool with it, the tradition, or should it go, or are you kind of indifferent on it?
Well, I think for the most thing, I'm a voting person. My mom taught me that. Anything you want to change, vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first day going, I really didn't know the history behind it. But she told me about Robert E. Lee and the Confederates, and these guys were fighting to keep slavery and all that. But she said, you go in there to get an education, and your teachers are amazing. They don't pay them enough to go through this. So I just went there to learn. I went out to learn, but the stuff that Bubba Watson had to go through, I went through that every day. But I never let that stop me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just keep going. You know, again, you want anything changed, just vote on it. If you vote, majority rules.
All right. I love that sentiment. We've been speaking with Leroy Butler. Make sure to check out, as I said, National Dairy Month and Cheese Day. And use that Wisconsin cheese, everybody. Leroy, thanks for coming on, man. I had a good time.
Thanks so much, Rick. I really appreciate it, my brother.
All right. That's Leroy Butler, everybody.